Hotline is on the air on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP. Hotline brings you interesting, informative, and fun guests with a variety of topics.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Hotline. I'm Casey Miller. I'm in for Kira Morgan, and we've got a special program for you today, Project Homeless Connect All-Star Radio Show. And we definitely have some of the all-stars of Project Homeless Connect here with us today. Kira Morgan normally does this program. She asked me to come in and host it, and I do want to remind you that the service Yaquinabe Communications provides as a news service to our community by having a designated news person like Kira is just a fantastic asset, and so it's a privilege to be on her program, and thanks for listening to us today. So Project Homeless Connect, all stars, everybody just kind of say hello.
Hello.
That's a lot of enthusiasm for a Monday morning. That's pretty impressive. Well, I'm going to tell you who you're listening to today, folks. I have Elise Jordan. She has been the Project Homeless Connect program coordinator as an AmeriCorps VISTA. Of course, you're done with that now, aren't you? And now you're the outreach coordinator for my sister's place.
That's right. Good morning.
But still making it happen, Lola Jones. She's formerly been in Elise's shoes. You're the director of Samaritan House now.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but still very active in Project Homeless Connect. Tamara Rosser, RSVP. I like to call the executive director, but you say,
Tamara Rosser. I'm just the chief bottle washer.
Been doing it for a long time, organizing the logistics of volunteers, which is wonderful. So good morning.
Good morning.
And Daniel and Elliot Crowder, they were on just previously, if you were listening to them.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I think everybody knows you own Bike Newport. But as we're going into the sixth annual Project Homeless Connect, you two have been working on bikes in the community, obviously bringing so many great things to the community. But for those individuals who need bike service, let's talk to you guys so we can get you off and running. I know you've already been here for an hour or so.
We're going to go to the bike shop for other people, too.
Yeah. So let's just jump into what you guys are seeing every year, and more than once a year. You've done Lincoln City as well. And you kind of got a story. What's the wheelchair story? Everybody says they've got to tell the wheelchair story.
Well, first off, we're just one organization of many that volunteer their time and their services to Project Homeless Connect. There's, I would imagine, hundreds of volunteers that are involved in this and organizations and groups that spend their day there doing a great job, as far as I can see. It seems to really work well. Bike Newport got invited, I believe, the first year, maybe the second year, but I think we've been doing this for, this will be our sixth year, by Barb Doherty, and I just showed up with my tools, and there's a large contingency of homeless and, borderline homeless individuals that bicycles are their main mode of transportation, and they don't have the funds to bring them into a normal bike shop and have them worked on. And so I provide all the services that I can with the parts that I can bring to the folks that show up.
Yeah, there's no doubt that you help individuals with their needs throughout the year. But do you tend to see certain faces that you'd never see come into the store, on that day?
Absolutely. And what I've been noticing over the last couple of years is the trend is more of almost like, I would say, individuals that are on the bubble, not that are like the chronically homeless individuals, but that there's these families. It's sad sometimes because you see a lot of these families that are just regular folk that are just on the bubble. That I think it's really important that we help them to keep them. I think it's easier to keep someone from falling into the homeless situation than it is to bring them back out of it. And I definitely have been noticing that over the last couple of years, and it makes my heart hurt and happy at the same time to be there to help.
Yeah, because we're always trying to encourage everyone to ride bikes anyways.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm a kind of a bike nut, and you guys have brought that sensibility, here into the community, which is wonderful. Get out on a bike. But when we see folks that are really limited to just that as the primary means of transportation, it can be tough out there.
Right.
I mean, it's like the weather's good right now.
Right, and then it turns. But we see every year at Project Homeless Connect, we see people who are riding bikes that are not shifting, not braking. Their tires are so bald, it's dangerous. So we bring those kind of things with us to help their bikes get mechanically better. We even bring some bikes that people have donated to us. And if you have an old bike in the garage that you want to donate for Project Homeless Connect, bring it to Bike Newport, and we'll bring it with us and give it to somebody.
Okay.
A good working order bike would be
or at
very
least
nice.
Close to working order.
Yeah.
I'm willing to try to get it back up and running. My main mission there is to make the bike safe. Obviously, I don't have time to fix everybody's bike up to perfect condition when we're there. But to get the brakes working, that's probably yes. my main thing. Straighten some wheels, get it functioning correctly.
Yeah. The wheelchair story, though. You forgot the
wheelchair. Yeah, what's the wheelchair
story? The wheelchair story is typically we're there to work on bicycles. Last year, someone brings a broken wheelchair in, and not necessarily my forte, but being mechanical, we just kind of dug into it. Luckily, Michelle from Instant Replay had donated a wheelchair that was not in the greatest condition, but it had parts. And so I was able to rob the parts off of that one to make one. So basically two wheelchairs into one. And now it's become sort of like one of those stories.
Well,
so bring your wheelchair down if it needs to be worked on as well.
You know, guys, thank you so much. And properly mechanical working bike, especially in this town with hills and everything. I mean, it's not just the rider safety, but it's everybody else on the road too. And you guys are doing a wonderful thing. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. We're glad to be there to help.
So that was Danielle and Elliot Crowder.
Hi guys.
They're from Bike Newport. They're taking off, but we've got more coming up. This is your Project Homeless Connect All-Star Radio Show. Tamara Rosser, Lola Jones, and Elise Jordan will be coming up next to tell us more about how you can become involved in the event. You're listening to Hotline.
Is your office supply store like Hall's Office Supply in Lincoln City? Does your office supply store carry art supplies like Hall's? Does your office supply store help you with your copy needs like Hall's? Does your office supply store look up forms and inkjets you need like Hall's Office Supply? One final question, does your office supply store deliver to your home or business anywhere from Pacific City to Glen Eden Beach? Hall's Office Supply of Lincoln City really does it all. That's Hall's. October is the month of preparedness. October is the best time to get ready for winter. Mills Ace Hardware in Lincoln City is the best place to purchase any wintertime preparedness items. Top of the list should be a new smoke detector. Right now, you can buy a First Alert battery-operated photoelectric smoke detector for the low price of $9.99 after the $5 mail-in rebate. If you have a new smoke detector in the house right now, at least change the batteries. Go to Mills Ace Hardware.
Hello?
Hi, is this Steve Bostick, president of Right Size Smoothies?
Yes, are you calling about the free two-week trial?
Well, so I already got the free trial. In fact, I've lost a ton of weight with your smoothies.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. I can't stop losing weight, but I don't want to stop drinking your smoothies. I love them.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only drink one smoothie a day. That way you won't cut as many calories. And if you ever need to lose weight again, you can always drink more smoothies.
With delicious right-size smoothies, you'll love losing weight. So to get you started, we're offering anyone who calls today a free two-week trial of our powerful weight loss smoothies. You can even get free shipping. Call 1-800-644-1381. Try right-size smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-644-1381. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-644-1381. 1-800-644-1381.
Welcome back to Hotline on News Talk 1310 KMPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
And welcome back to Hotline. I'm Casey Miller. Lincoln County's public information officer asked to host Hotline for you today for Kira Morgan. And we are doing today what I'm calling a Project Homeless Connect All-Star Party. That means that there are ways that you can participate if you're interested, if you aren't already signed up. We'll be getting into those details, and that is this Friday. So with us today are Lola Jones, Tamara Rosser, and Elise Jordan. And, you know, there's just so many aspects to talk about it. But as far as the motivation goes, Lola, you came before Elise as an AmeriCorps Vista. Generally, I mean, when you came into the program, as far as a Vista goes, the emphasis of Vista's being on a public welfare, how did it fit into you, into that paradigm for you to move into Project Homeless Connect? Was it just an immediate fit?
I actually was a participant in the first Project Homeless Connect in San Francisco in 2004. I was part of the post-event data collection
team.
Were you
in school at that time?
I was actually on a
mission.
I was on a mission in San Francisco, and we were staying at one of their big Methodist churches in the Tenderloin District, which is one of the worst areas of the city. And for their Project Homeless Connect, they actually do post-event data collection in some of the housing projects to find out what their percentage of attendance is for people in subsidized housing. So I was part of a team that was going through the projects and interviewing folks that came to the event. But the cool thing about Project Homeless Connect is that it can fit in any community because it's powered by the community, and the needs and the unique motivations are special to the community where it's located. And you know, there's a big difference between trying to solve rural homelessness and urban homelessness, and now being involved in it professionally, I can see some of those different tenants and different needs and motivations that we have out here on the coast.
What do you think? I mean, that's pretty amazing, thinking about a Project Homeless Connect in San Francisco. I mean, that's got to just be a massive event. What are we talking? Give us an example of what the logistics
they
are
do
like
about 20,000 people in one day.
Whoa.
And, you know, talk about the difference, you know, in scale.
Wow.
We tend to do somewhere between 170 and 200 people in Newport and about 175 people in Lincoln City. And, it takes about one volunteer for every attendant. And it's hard to imagine the scale that they have to go on. But they also have a lot bigger problem with chronic adult homelessness. And here in Lincoln County, we've been seeing more and more families emerge, actually. The longer we do these types of events and the more well spread the information is beforehand, we're seeing people that are there for one specific item and not necessarily for the whole kit and caboodle.
You know, one of the things that seems to come out of a lot of the discussions is about refining services, consolidating services. I mean, this is the one-day event that we do that, but then, everybody goes back to business as usual, so to speak, and how can we look to the future to kind of refine these services as a normal state of affairs. Did you get a sense that in San Francisco that's more of an integrated solution anyways?
I think in the urban areas, what you're seeing a lot more of now are comprehensive day centers. In Portland, we have the Bud Clark Commons that opened in 2011, and it kind of negates the need for an event like this because this sort of one-stop shopping is available every day at these comprehensive day centers. But what that does take is a little bit more of a buy-in from our participating service organizations to make themselves available to this daily or weekly attendance at these types of venues where people can come and do this sort of one-stop shopping method.
We were talking to Lola Jones, Tamara Rosser, Elise Jordan. This is a Project Homeless Connect. It's an all-star radio show. We have the event coming up Friday, October 5th. More details about how you can participate in just a moment. Stay with us and we'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX, Valvoline, or Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. Keep your engine running smooth with the oil and filter special that's priced right. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
What's the old saying? Oh, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. The trouble is, a lot of mousetraps aren't any better. They're just new. At Geico, we've been saving people money on car insurance since 1936. That's over 75 years of savings. It's simple logic, really. Why not go with the company that's invented the mousetrap? Of savings, that is.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-441-6064.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, Call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-441-6064. That's 1-800-441-6064.
Hotline continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
And we're back with Hotline. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Casey Miller. I'm in for Kira Morgan. We have Lola Jones on the program today. She's the executive director of Samaritan House. Tamara Rosser, she manages RSVP. And Elise Jordan, she's Project Homeless Connect project coordinator and also public outreach person for My Sister's Place. And it's probably a good point here in the program to discuss really how people can participate. We're gonna really drive this here on the show today as you're listening now and later in the show, but we want to make sure that we cover the essential things that we're still looking for. So donations are still needed. Can one of you give me some background on how people and what they should provide with the Dignity Drives?
Yes, we have a Dignity Drive taking place in Newport at several locations. Dignity Drives help us collect items, tangible good items that folks can obtain at the event. It's next Friday, October 5th, at the Church of the Nazarene from 9 to 3. And basically there's a Project Homeless Connect store. It's a free store. Guests go through and they can obtain things like toiletries, coats, warm hats or gloves, sleeping bags, blankets, hygiene products, I think I mentioned that, socks, new socks. So there's many items that we are looking for on our kind of Dignity Drive list here. There are two locations where donations can be dropped off, and that is Western States Insurance, and that's at the junction of 101 and 8th Street, Northwest 8th Street, and then also U.S. Bank off of Highway 20 as you're headed up to Toledo. So, yeah, we have a lot of need for items. So if you see a coupon or a buy one, get one half off at Fred Meyer, that would be a great thing to help out at Project Homeless Connect. You can also deliver the items to the Church of the Nazarene on the day of the event next Friday. Or if you'd like to make a monetary donation, checks can be made out to Samaritan House, who is our new fiscal agent of Project Homeless Connect. And, yeah, do you guys want to add to that?
Dignity Drive. So people kind of understand, Samaritan House has now become the fiscal agent, as you're saying, because, you know, there are monies that need to be routed correctly into the right places and done diligently. And so has that been a pretty seamless transition for you guys?
It has, because as you said before, I have experience with the event. I know the players who are involved and kind of what our necessary expenses are. And there was a time when we were doing this event for around $10,000. That was kind of at the height of fundraising and the height of support from the Commission on Children and Families and some other organizations in town. And we've really tried to take it down to the bare bones this year so that we can really understand what our commitment is going to be financially. And this is about a $4,500 event, even at the bare bones. And there are a lot of people that make our dollars go a lot longer. But, you know, it does cost money to provide these services. However, you're talking about delivering them in a very effective model that eliminates the time for additional staff hours and additional compensation on the behalf of some of these agencies. So what we're really doing is delivering a large amount of services for a very, very small amount of money.
When we think about donations, we're talking about the Dignity Drive. These are items. We're talking about monetary value. You know, I know that it's often been said through Food Share, for example, that money can go a lot longer as far as versus poundage of food. Is that necessarily the same thing with Project Homeless Connect? Because these items seem a little bit different in what you're looking for as far as the clothing and some of the other store items. How do you guys feel about that?
There are certain items that we have good buying power for. So, you know, if you're wanting to make a cash donation, for example, to cover the immunizations of the folks that are coming in to get immunized for influenza and for hepatitis C, we have a lot better buying power than just an individual trying to go in and secure this shot on their own, particularly without health insurance.
Right.
And a lot of the folks that we're serving do not have health insurance. And then some of the dental care that's provided, the dental vans cost about $700 each day that they're here. We're having two dental vans on one day. So for about $1,400, we're going to deliver about $20,000 in dental services. And particularly for the, you know, the single adult homeless male, there's not a whole lot of access to dental care, particularly within their budget. So this is one of those areas where we have a food share-like buying
mm-hmm.
power when it comes to those services.
That's good. That's good. As far as some of these items, they can bring them to the event the day of the event. And just if you're listening to our program today and you want to contribute, you want to volunteer, I do want to remind you here before we take our next break that you can go to rsvpoflincolncounty.org and find volunteer information. You can go to Lincoln County's homepage, and on the homepage there's a flyer, there's information about the Dignity Drive, there's some Facebook graphics you can put in your Facebook pages. So the information is there for you to follow up on at homelessinlincolncounty.com. Elise has worked on that website. That has all the information that we're discussing today. So there is some follow-up for you if you're interested in the Dignity Drive, if you're interested in making a cash donation. And you can probably do it through like a PayPal-type automation, too. Is that right?
You can make a donation to the Samaritan House PayPal. Just make sure that you indicate that it's for Project Homeless Connect, although the quickest way to do it is to write us a check.
Okay. So you're listening to a Project Homeless Connect All-Star Radio Show. We've got the event coming this Friday. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
There's live music Friday and Saturday nights in Newport at Cecil's Restaurant and Sports Bar. Don't miss the Sunday Jam session featuring Lozelle Jennings with his distinctive Pentecostal blues. Cecil's and Highway 101 across from the 76 station. Cecil's Family Restaurant and Sports Bar.
The Oregon Wave Energy Trust, a nonprofit public-private partnership dedicated to promoting the responsible development of Oregon ocean energy, has released the results of a survey that assessed Oregon coastal residents' perceptions of ocean wave energy. The study has showed strong support of ocean energy. ODOT will close a portion of Southwest Natterland Drive today as crews replace a drainage catch basin and 40 feet of drainage line at the north end of the Aquinnah Bay Bridge. Beginning at 7 a.m. this morning, it continues until 6 p.m. today. Natterland Drive will be closed at the intersection with Aquinnah Bay State Park Road. The closure will not affect motorists continuing east on Natterland Drive to the bayfront. And the County Road Department will be showing up a slide area at the Harland Road, milepost 15.8, throughout this week. The road will be closed, but intermittent delays should be anticipated. Road will not be closed, but intermittent delays should be anticipated. This work is necessary to ensure the road will not be washed out by inclement weather this winter. And the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office announced that they will further enhance a partnership with the Lincoln County School District to begin teaching cooking classes with Ten Rivers Food Web, Lincoln County Food Share, and the Excel program at Newport High School. Sarah Berman, a cook with the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, will be the lead instructor. And Senior Fair is a forum for businesses and organizations to reach the 55-plus market and to give senior citizens an opportunity to explore their offerings. Senior Fair 2012 will be held tomorrow all day at Chinook Winds Casino in Lincoln City. Admission is free, with products and information designed for those 55 and over and their friends and families. And the West Coast Network of Researchers has received a grant of nearly $1.1 million from the National Science Foundation to analyze the ecological and biological response to ocean acidification. The researchers will conduct a field and laboratory experiments across a network of 10 nearshore ocean acidification monitoring sites that span nearly 1,400 kilometers of coastline.
Halibut, tuna, lingcod, salmon, sea bass. Captain's Reel Charters on the Bayfront in Newport invite you to go deep-sea fishing. Captain's Reel Charters on the Bayfront in Newport, or log on to captainsreel.com. Captain's Reel Charters, hotline forecast. Sunny and 63 today, light wind becomes north 5 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 47, north wind 15 to 20 miles an hour, decreasing after midnight. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 61 degrees, sunny and 65 on Wednesday.
Warning!
If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-641-2441. That's 1-800-641-2441. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-641-2441. 1-800-641-2441. 1-800-641-2441.
Welcome back to Hotline on News Talk 1310 KMPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
And we are back on Hotline, so fortunate to have the opportunity today to be on the program with you. I'm Casey Miller. We're talking about Project Homeless Connect coming up October 5th. And Tamara, you wanted to make a strong point about the Dignity Drive because we do need items. And you were saying that some are better to be done in advance. Can you talk about that?
You know, the Church of the Nazarene has been very generous and gracious about opening up their doors for this event in Newport. And, you know, they do a lot of work with, you know, the teens and all kinds of stuff. And so they have limited space there, too. So if somebody's looking to donate clothes or shoes or anything else like that, it's best to take it to Pick Up the Litter Thrift Store, which is at the fairgrounds, because they give us gift cards that we can give out to each person as they leave. So if you just, you know, even if you have a room full of people and you look around at all the different sizes and styles, and it'd be impossible for us to fill a room to accommodate everybody's needs. So by giving somebody a gift card for Pick Up the Litter Thrift Store, they can just go there, pick out what they need most, and there's honestly just not the storage space to do it at the church with as many different services there. So, okay.
And as far as need, both Elise and Lola, you both worked with the warming centers, and how critical is the thermal protection as we're heading into fall and winter?
You know, that's a really good point, because we live in an area where folks, it might not be in your daily consciousness to think about the weather and the temperature, because we kind of live on that temperate bubble between 40 and 60 degrees in the winter. But that's actually the most dangerous time for contracting hypothermia, because people don't perceive their own need to warm up. And so it's it can be important for folks to make sure that they have options and layers when they're going into the winter. Typically, they are kind of burning through one set of clothing, and then when that's wet, they can change out. But if we don't give them those options, a lot of times people are walking around in wet clothes, and it's just not a good thing to do during the winter, because you do have a lot of that missed perception for your needs. So oftentimes, by the time you discover that you're sick or that you're hypothermic, you need to be taken to the hospital when it could have been prevented with an extra layer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, when you get it. Oh, sorry. Okay. I was just going to say, you got to keep your lid on, so warm caps and long underwear, socks, new socks, always looking for those, too.
You know, and it's just a little bit more than that about the clothing thing, and, you know, if you're going to be outside, but, you know, ultimately, Project Homeless Connect, we want people to get into stable housing and, you know, make that transition. And so one of the great services that's there is, you know, people are giving haircuts there. And Lola and I were just talking about how last year, a gentleman came in and literally got a foot of hair cut off. So it'd be great if he had totally changed his whole persona. So if he could get some interview clothes to go along with it, then it would take him one step closer to really changing who he is and his predicament.
If you're listening to the program today, that's Tamara Rosser, and we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. Tamara, for folks who are interested in volunteering, and it's just never too late, but it is important that we get through some paperwork.
It is, and it's a quick little paperwork. It's an online application. I think it takes a minute or two. And the real important part of the online application is just the confidentiality form at the end. Just because we know that people that attend there don't necessarily want to be broadcast, that this is the predicament I'm in. And we just want to give those people as much dignity and respect and care as we can during that day. So completing the online application is great. You can get updates through the year of what's going on. And there's other volunteer opportunities out there if you do have a heart just to help people who just need a little bit more need.
Okay. Well, if you've been listening, we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. Brad Taylor has just joined us. But, you know, I think we'll take a quick break and talk to Brad about some of the contributions he's been making. You're listening to Hotline, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Question is, what action movie star and former governor has a new book out titled Total Recall, My Unbelievably True Life Story? Give up? Yeah, the Governator. Arnold Schwarzenegger's written a book about his bodybuilding, his movie career, his years as California governor, and his marital problems. Ask whom he wants to see in the White House.
Well, I always wait until the last minute because there are some very interesting debates coming up. And I think that it's always nice when you see both of the candidates next to each other and debate the issues.
Schwarzenegger looking forward to the debates.
I'm open-minded and I want to hear what everyone has to say. And then I'm also not one that just votes on one issue. I vote on the whole package. And so which one of the candidates really has the best package? Because no one is perfect and no one is exactly what you want. The ideal thing is if you can put two candidates together, but that's not going to happen. And so, you know, I'm going to keep an open mind.
Hasta la vista, baby. Doug Limerick, ABC News.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-690-9230 to get your free copy now. 800-690-9230. 800-690-9230.
During the 12 Ways to Save sale at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a 5-plus quart jug of Castrol GTX, Valvoline, or Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $19.99. Keep your engine running smooth with the oil and filter special that's priced right. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
What's the old saying? Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. The trouble is, a lot of mousetraps aren't any better. They're just new. At GEICO, we've been saving people money on car insurance since 1936. That's over 75 years of savings. It's simple logic, really. Why not go with the company that's invented the mousetrap? Of savings, that is.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention, all men with a beer belly. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that men who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news. Because men who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa for Men, a clinically proven way for men to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a male over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-935-6026 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa for Men. And if you're a man, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa for Men. 1-800-935-6026. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-935-6026.
Welcome back to Hotline on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
We're back with Hotline, and we're talking about Project Homeless Connect. Want to drive something home to you right now, which is volunteer, volunteer, volunteer. I don't think maybe we have emphasized it enough that we need volunteers. Tamara, how can we do this process of volunteering?
You know, to volunteer, what you need usually is a comfortable pair of shoes. So we assign each person who volunteers or each person who arrives at the event an escort. They take them through the process and to make sure they get all the needs that they get. And a lot of times the volunteer will, last year I met this kid. I'm going to call him a kid who's about 19 years old, and he worked at a retail shop up in Lincoln City, and he came to volunteer that day, and he came in with a little bit of a cocky attitude, thinking, I'm only here because my boss asked me, it's going to look good if I ever want a promotion or anything. And anyway, when he was going through the services, he realized just how close he was to homeless, and so it made a huge awareness to him, and he actually got connected with a few services that he needed. He didn't realize how close he was to one paycheck away from being out on the street, how close he was to really having the transmission go out in his car. So he was there, and he not only got a good awareness to what was going on with what homelessness really looked like and how close a lot of people were in Lincoln County, but he got to give back to the community. And so when he walked out of there, he gave me a huge hug and just said thank you very much for letting him come and volunteer that day, because it just changed his whole perception on life. So if you don't need a life-altering experience and you're just bored on this coming Friday or Thursday night, fill out our application online. Give our office a call, 541-574-2684, and we can get you connected on how just to give back a little bit. People who have school-age children out there, I guess the rumor is there's no school on Friday, bring them, and we can have the parents volunteering with the kids and just get them involved as a family event also.
So if you're interested in volunteering, rsvpoflincolncounty.org. I've also started posting some Facebook posts. I've got the link there to RSVP of Lincoln County. If you are promoting this event through your social networking, please put in an RSVP of Lincoln County link so folks know, hey, here's how I can get signed up and get through the process. And I think Brad of Oregon Coast Productions, it's a good time to talk to you about the video you made. You and Elise worked on this, and if somebody watches this video that's on, it's on homelessinlincolncounty.com, isn't it?
Yes.
On that website. What was your intention? You were trying to give a feel for what somebody goes through when they volunteer?
Yeah, that's what we tried to do. Elise had approached me about doing that video, and when I heard about it, I'm like, yeah, sure, we need to do something like that, because up at Lincoln City in May, we realized that people weren't being able to get the instructions that they needed at the beginning of the event for helping the clients. It was a little too loud, so we decided to put this video together so that people could see what it was like before they came in and would have a better idea so that they didn't hear the instructions.
Yeah, you know, we're also very used to this now because we've done it so many times, but you walk into Project Homeless Connect, and it can be a little intimidating for the first-time volunteer, I imagine.
Yeah, and that's what's so great about the video is people can preview the event, kind of get a feel for what they might expect to see when they walk in the door, and they hear all the general reminders that are important and related to making the day as efficient and fun as possible. So that's a real benefit to broadcasting this, over the internets before the actual day of the event. So we see this as a great tool that we ever, want to expand upon and improve. But with the help of Brad Taylor and Oregon Coast Productions and Casey Miller, a lot of folks who helped out to make that video possible, I see it as something that we'd encourage everybody to check out if they're looking at volunteering or just want to find out more about the event.
Okay.
And the video will only get better as it progresses.
Yeah.
We'll be updating it.
And what you did this year with the video, I mean, the narrative is especially great as well. You know, it just draws you right through what you can expect when you volunteer. And let's talk about more about volunteering in just a moment. We're going to take our last break. We're talking about Project Homeless Connect, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you worried about high car repair bills? Car repairs are getting more expensive. Replacing your power steering could cost over $620. A new engine or transmission could set you back well over $3,000. Consumers Choice Auto Care wants to give you a free, no-obligation quote, so these repair bills cost you nothing. With an extended service plan, you choose the repair shop you want, and we cut them a check directly. Get a free consultation on a solid 5-year, 100,000-mile extended vehicle service agreement, no matter how many miles are on your car. You even pick your own repair shop, and we pick up the bill. Here's a special limited-time offer. Be one of the first 10 callers in the next 10 minutes and get a 25% discount when you call with your current mileage. For your free quote, call 800-681-0492. That's 800-681-0492. Don't wait. Call for a free quote now. 800-681-0492. That's 800-681-0492.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-928-9694 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-928-9694. 1-800-928-9694. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hotline continues on News Talk 1310 KNPT, AM 1400 KBCH, and AM 820 KWDP.
And we are back with Hotline. I'm Casey Miller in for Kira Morgan, and you are listening to Yaquina Bay Communications. We do want to remind you that great service they provide by having a dedicated news person to talk about all the things that are happening and giving us an opportunity to come in here and squeeze you all in this great interview room. So thanks for the opportunity, Yaquina Bay Communications. And we're talking Project Homeless Connect coming up Friday, still talking about volunteers. We talked to Brad Taylor just briefly, if you were listening to us, about how this video will explain what you're doing. Any more thoughts on how volunteerism at this event draws the community closer together?
Well, without volunteers, this event wouldn't go off without a hitch. Well, it never really goes off without a hitch. But the volunteers last year, there was 161 volunteers at the event last year, and they served almost 200 people. A lot of the volunteers are escorts, and so it really opens their eyes up to what's going on in their community. We have volunteers, like, you know, a few companies out there are closing their doors that day just to come volunteer and to give back to the community, which is phenomenal. But people are really realizing that the look of homelessness isn't really what they're expecting. You know, RCP, we have over 400 active volunteers, and every year the volunteers that I see that give back monthly, weekly, daily are there receiving services that they need. So people who generally give back need a little bit extra, and this is what this event does. And it wouldn't be happened without the volunteers. We have people of all walks of life show up, and some of them have a little bit of claustrophobicness. Brad wasn't, you know, saying how loud the event gets, and which it really can when you've got a couple hundred people in the gymnasium of the Church of the Nazarene. So volunteers are really, some of them are out there just to help calm the person down that doesn't like loud noises or those claustrophobic. So some volunteers will go and get the services for the person and walk them through that without actually walking them through the event.
Yeah, and in addition to being an escort, Mm-hmm. There are other opportunities to set up and break down as well that fall out of just the event. Can you talk about those?
There is, you know, we need to set the event up about 3 o'clock on Thursday mm-hmm. afternoon, and then about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon we need to take down the event and, you know, restore the Church of the Nazarene mm-hmm. back to where it was. One-on-one contact with some of our guests that come through. We need a little bit of muscle, not necessarily muscle because I can take down and set up, but just somebody there to help clean up or vacuum afterwards. It's a great way to get your kids involved. There's a school group that's going to come and be there and just serve lunches to people. So it's truly heartwarming to see how well the community is pulling together just to give people a little bit of extra support.
You know, the steering committee and what you've accomplished this year, Elise, has really been impressive. And, this has been happening every year. It's quite the logistics. Tell me, we have got so many community partners.
It's so cool. It's so cool. With it being the sixth year, this event is for the community, truly by the community. And I am overwhelmed by the incredible not only commitment but long-standing relationship with different agencies, you know, such as Newport Police Department, RSVP, Food Share of Lincoln County. I mean, there are so many different faces and skill sets who come to the table, and we meet about, you know, a few times before the event to just kind of go over the logistics, the Lincoln County Animal Shelter, Advantage Dental and Samaritan North Lincoln Hospital with the dental team. Of course, Lincoln County Health Department, Barbara Terrell. There's so many people who apply their connections through, you know, their interoffice networks, their mm-hmm. social networks. And then just with the general logistics and coordination, it really takes a village. But, man, people have been stepping up and saying, what can I do? How can I help? What can mm-hmm. What can we do more of? And so it's been overwhelmingly positive and really, really excited for Friday. It's first time we're going to do it on a Friday. Reason being, usually we do it on a Thursday, but we have two dental vans coming this on Friday, and we've already booked our volunteer dentists, and we have a great committee there. That's a really important thing because folks are in a lot of pain and they can get in the dental van and get treated. And last year I think they did over $20,000 worth of dental services. So it's pretty huge what gets accomplished in just such a short time frame, 24 hours as a turnaround. It's pretty great.
Brad, I'm going to put you on the spot. Was Lincoln City the first time you'd volunteered? I know you'd been doing a lot of the media work and the video work, but you know, you were there serving food, doing other things. Was that the first time, or had you done
first
other events?
First time with Project Homeless Connect, but I did the Emergency Warming Center here in Newport mm-hmm. before. But, yeah, I felt, as a first-time volunteer, yeah, I felt overwhelmed but at the beginning. But then once the event got going, it was like, this is what I need to do.
Yeah, and everybody's working in unison, and it just sort of happens.
Yeah, exactly. One other thing I'd like to mention is there's also pet care for dogs and
mm-hmm. and cats.
And cats.
Yeah. So
yeah,
bring your animals.
And kind of as a global thing here, if folks that are listening have never heard of the event, we're talking, could you put a number on the services just in a general way, 30 to 40 services?
No, I think it's over 60 services that are there.
Over 60 services.
Mm-hmm. That day, from dental to pet care to haircuts to immunizations for people and their pets to, you know, food for their dogs or a collar or a blanket or a tarp.
Like Newport.
DMV.
The food.
DMV, yeah. So yeah. An ID, just everything that you can imagine that we could fit in the Church of the Nazarene will be there.
Yeah. And we want to remind our listeners that when we think of homelessness, we're talking about a range here, that there is that stereotype that, you know, homelessness is just a certain chronic condition, but it does have a range.
Okay. If you see the child that comes in with the mom that's already working two jobs trying to get services just so they can get out of living in their car, you're going to know that homelessness just isn't the adult male that's living in a tent somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's about him, but it's also about families. There's over 400 identified homeless kids in Lincoln County school mm-hmm. system.
Yeah, and last year we served 20% of the folks who came in the door were United States veterans.
Mm-hmm. What percent was that?
20%.
Right.
20% were veterans.
About 12 individuals, wow. Which sounds small, but it's not. It's huge.
Yeah, and I know that, for example, like John Reed works with so many individuals, but that's very interesting.
You have to qualify to receive veteran services, you have to qualify for it. And John Reed has done an amazing job in Lincoln County and Chris Kane about getting veterans the services they need, but their hands are tied on restrictions on how low income you have to be, which type of war you were in, if you were in combat.
Hmm.
So you really have to, there's a bunch of steps that you have to do to qualify to become veterans benefits. So this helps supplement what John does for the veteran.
I think if folks are listening and they may know a family or they may know an individual who could use this, what you call one-stop, you know, shop, really, all these service providers in one location, I mean, this can really help begin turning things around for somebody who might just not be able to geographically get to everything that they need to get to.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the best thing about it, is it brings everyone under one roof. And how convenient is that? I mean, we encourage people to either come and volunteer or come themselves and access these services, because that's why so much effort is put into this. So,
and we don't qualify people. Oh, are you really homeless? Oh, mm-hmm. are you really low income? You know, it's a dignity and respect. If you say you need socks, or you say you need food or dental care or haircut, you need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So generally, let's break it out into two groups real fast here before we wrap it up. If you're a volunteer, you need to get online.
Mm-hmm.
Is that one of the best ways? Or
yes,
call?
Yes, or call. Or you can go to TLC Federal Credit Union. They've got applications there here in Newport or in Lincoln City. Fill it out. It saves us a lot of processing time during the check-in at the event. Mm-hmm. We need people Thursday night at 3 and Friday at 3 to help set up and take down. Anybody can volunteer, whether you're in a wheelchair. We have people volunteer that are in walkers. Mm-hmm. And a good pair of shoes and a good attitude, and we'd love you to come down.
No restrictions on volunteering, any lifting restrictions.
If somebody says, we're not going to ask somebody to lift a table if they have a bad back, so it's, we've got Brad for that.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if you're somebody who needs the services, what do they want to think about showing up?
Okay.
And how long it lasts and how long it takes for them to go through generally the event.
What to bring. The doors open at 9 o'clock. There is Lincoln County Animal Shelter there. So if you have a dog or a kitty who needs vaccinations, wants to see a vet, get some pet food, bring your pet. Also, Bike Newport's there. So if you have a bike and it's kind of shoddy and you need to get some tune-up, bring your bike. Then you come in the door at 9. You go through a brief little intake survey, and then you're connected with a volunteer. There's a beautiful hot community meal, thanks to many restaurants in town donating, great committee working on our hot community meal. And you get your services and make those connections. The doors close at 3 o'clock, and then we wrap it up. You can obtain tangible good items there, and immunizations, haircuts, all those good things. Still looking for donations, and any other information that you may like to obtain can be found on the county homeless website, which is homelessinlincolncounty.com.
Yes, Brad, last thought?
That we definitely need donations. Without donations, mm-hmm. this event couldn't be possible. The community steps up when we get these events, and it's a great cause to donate to.
Well, I appreciate the three of you coming on the program. Of course, earlier we had Lola Jones of Bike Newport was here as well. That's Brad Taylor. He's Oregon Coast Productions. Tamara Rosser, RSVP. Elise Jordan, My Sister's Place, and our Project Homeless Connect. program coordinator. We need you. And go online, Lincoln County's website, homelessinlincolncounty.com, rsvp.org. Find
from
everything
from the Bob Spangler Studio, streaming live on KNPTAM.com. This is News Talk 1310, KNPT Newport.